Du lytter til podcasten Rejs og elsk med Frida B. I denne podcastserie vil jeg tage jer lyttere med på mit soloeventyr til eksotiske destinationer. Jeg vil hudløst ærligt dele ud af mine oplevelser, alt imens jeg søger efter prinsen på det hvide surfboard. Jeg håber, at nye rammer kan åbne døre til både kærlighed, eventyr og selvopdagelse. Følg med, mens jeg udforsker, dater, reflekterer og måske finder nøglen til sand lykke. Velkommen til Rejs og elsk med Frida B. Hej alle sammen. Jeg opholder mig pt. I en villa i Django. Jeg sidder i en sofa lige nu. På værelset ved siden af, der opholder dagens gæst sig simpelthen. Jeg vil faktisk ikke sige så meget mere om det. Det kommer vi ind på lidt senere. Hvem det er, bliver dagens gæst og derfor også dagens emne. I kan godt glæde jer. Det bliver rigtig, rigtig, rigtig saftigt. Inden at vi kommer til det, så skal vi selvfølgelig lige først og fremmest til et par linjer fra dagbogen. Det har været den mest syrede uge på Bali so far. Ugen har budt på tre af muligvis de værste dage i mit liv. Efterfulgt af tre dage, hvor jeg har været freaking fucking flying. Jeg vil våge påstå, at den her uge, det har været en af de mærkeligste uger, jeg længe har oplevet, om ikke andet her på Bali. Jeg har virkelig været op og ned i følelsesregisteret her. Surprise! Jeg er jo stadig på Bali. Og jeg tror lidt, at det handlede om, at jeg havde haft et par dage, hvor jeg havde følt mig nede og lidt småsyg. Så vendte sagerne straks dagen efter, og jeg kom i bedre humør, og havde det ikke lige så skidt, som jeg havde haft det forinden. Jeg kunne sgu meget godt lide at være her. Så hvorfor have så travlt, når nu jeg stadig har tid til at være her? Og jeg er rigtig glad for, at jeg har taget det valg. Det vil jeg bare lige sige. Grunden til, at det simpelthen har været helt op ad bark nogle af de her dage i ugen, det er fordi, at jeg jo besluttede mig for, at jeg ville blive på Bali. Og så fik jeg pludselig rigtig travlt med at skulle få mit visum forlænget. Og det skal man normalt gøre i lidt bedre tid, end jeg lige forsøgt at gøre her. Åh ja, men jeg har heller ikke lyst til at bruge hele afsnittet på at snakke om ham. Jeg vil bare sige, at der er endelig kommet styr på situationen, og nu behøver jeg aldrig mere at skulle se ham her eller snakke med ham her igen. Jeg har haft helt angst over det hele de mange seneste dage, og nu har jeg endelig været på Immigrasi, hovedkontoret, for at få ordnet sagerne, og der er så blevet sat noget i gang, så den har så heldigvis været god nok. I won't look back. Nu skal jeg bare videre og ikke tænke på ham og alt det her. Men efter alt det her turlum, hej, så blev det fredag i ugen. Jeg har jo haft downloadet hende hernede og har skrevet med lidt forskellige. Og så havde jeg faktisk planlagt en date med den her fyr, som jeg tænker, vi skal kalde for Mr. Meat Pie. Og Mr. Meat Pie, han havde spurgt, om vi skulle spise en frokost et par uger tilbage. Og der fik jeg simpelthen aldrig vendt retur. Jeg havde spurgt ham, om vi så skulle ses den her fredag aften. Og det var han heldigvis klar på. Og jeg må indrømme, at jeg havde stadig lidt svært ved at slappe af og tænke på at skulle hygge mig efter de her hektiske dage. Men efter en lille snak med min moody, så blev jeg enig med mig selv om, okay, det var sgu måske meget godt. Så jeg indkommer til den her restaurant. Og der har Mr. Meat Pie siddet i 10 minutter. Ja, jeg kan fandme ikke finde ud af at komme til tiden. Det må jeg sgu bare indrømme. Det kan jeg satme ikke, lige meget hvor meget jeg prøver. Men jeg kommer der. Jeg får at vide af tjenerne, at Mr. Meat Pie, han sad herhenne i hjørnet og ventede på mig. Så kommer jeg derhen, og det første jeg tænker er, okay, flot fyr. Sådan lidt artsy-fætter med lidt afbladet hår og tatoveringer og smykker og sådan. Men cool fyr. Og helt sikkert min type. Men da han så åbner munden, der tænker jeg, shit. Nej. Jeg fatter absolut intet af, hvad han siger. Han er fra New Zealand. De har en meget speciel accent, nogle af dem. Så det var altså engelsk på et helt andet niveau, end jeg lige var vant til. Jeg vil sige, at jeg er okay til at snakke engelsk og forstå det. Men det her, det var virkelig, hvor jeg skulle spidse ører for at fatte noget af det, han sagde. Så i starten var det faktisk en anelse hellighed på vores date. Vi fik drukket et par øl, og han lærte, at han lige skulle snakke lidt mere stille og roligt og lidt mere klart og tydeligt for mig, så jeg kunne forstå ham. Og det var faktisk rigtig hyggeligt. Vi spiste mexicansk, havde nogle meget gode samtaler. Han kørte mig hjem på sin kværn, så kyssede vi farvel. Og han spurgte mig, om jeg havde planer dagen efter. Og det havde jeg faktisk, men så sagde jeg bare nej. Det havde jeg ikke. Og det, der simpelthen så bare er sket siden, det er, at jeg faktisk har set Mr. Meat Pie nærmest 24/7 siden den her aften. Det er nu hvad? 4 dage siden, jeg har mødt ham. Og jeg har været mere sammen med ham, end jeg har været alene de seneste 4 dage. Og jeg er måske lidt på en lyserød sky lige nu. Jeg kan ikke rigtig huske, hvornår jeg sidst har haft det sådan her så hurtigt med et menneske. Han er virkelig, virkelig dejlig. Og jeg har slet ikke tænkt på nogen andre, siden jeg har mødt ham. Der var jo stadig en lille smule going on i forhold til Mr. Ibiza. Og en halv plan om, at jeg måske skulle besøge ham der efter Rom. Jeg må bare være ærlig og sige, at jeg har slet ikke fået svaret ham her de seneste par dage. Også fordi det jo også er lidt af en besked, jeg jo nu skal have sendt afsted til ham. Fordi på nuværende stund, der skal jeg helt sikkert ikke til Ibiza og besøge ham på noget tidspunkt. Jeg har faktisk taget mig selv i at tænke, at hvad fanden har jeg lavet med Mr. Ibiza, Mr. Resort, med alle dem, jeg har mødt så far, når der er sådan en her fyr som Mr. Meat Pie. Altså, åh ja. Så ja, lige nu, der er det bare slut med alle de andre. Jeg gider det ikke, jeg tænker ikke engang på dem. Jeg skal bare bede om et stykke meat pie her, det kan jeg godt sige. Og så inden vi kommer til dagens emne her, så kan I lige få lov til at få et lille lydklip her, som kan sætte jer lidt ind i, hvordan jeg har haft det de seneste par dage. Ej, nej, 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 nej. Fuck. Jeg er helt svært ved at snakke. Jeg sidder på min altan, min lejlighed lige nu. Og jeg har lige været på date med Mr. Meat Pie, tror jeg, vi skal kalde ham. Og jeg kan ikke huske, hvornår jeg sidst har har mødt et menneske, hvor jeg så hurtigt har haft den her følelse omkring ham. Der var bare noget, der føltes ekstremt trygt ved ham, og han var mega pæn og grineren og havde en sej stil, og han var sjov, og det hele, det spillede bare, og viben var der, og jeg havde den hyggeligste aften, og han var ekstremt sød, og han gav middag og det hele, og tilbød selvfølgelig, at vi splicede, og det mener jeg altid helt oprigtigt, når jeg siger det, hvilket vi også havde en samtale om. Så jeg følte også, det var virkelig nemt at sådan snakke med ham. Og ej, han er bare lige mig. Og jeg er både rigtig glad lige nu, men jeg er også sådan helt angst, fordi at vi allerede har snakket om at skulle ses i morgen. Og altså, han bor her på Bali. Fuck, mand. Det kunne godt gå hen og blive farligt.
I don't know.
How come?
I think for me, the main things that I want, not that Bali isn't safe, but I want, the infrastructure of the country to give you lots of opportunity and be safe and opportunity in terms of, education and careers. I don't know too much about the schooling system here, but I think there are pros and cons to bring up children here. It's a very freeing lifestyle. You can go for a surf, and all the kids you see here look like they're loving it. But I think it's just preference, and something you're used to. I'm used to living in New Zealand, Not saying that I'm not open to living elsewhere in the world, but I just don't think Bali's the place that you want to do.
You want to start the whole thing.
Yeah, start your career. Or also not start your career, start your life.
Yeah. How has dating life been for you here on Bali? And how do you feel the dating culture is here, in general?
Well, first off, this isn't the usual dating experience in Bali. I haven't I've never been on a podcast on my second date.
That's, yeah.
I'll talk about the dating in general in Bali and before I go into my personal stuff. Yeah, it's a lot different back to home. I suppose dating in New Zealand probably isn't the same as dating in Europe. But yeah, everyone back home is quite reserved and you only really meet people out if you're like drinking or socializing. Whereas Bali, you can meet anyone, anywhere. People are a lot more open to being like approached. You know, when you're on like holiday, you've just got that energy where you can just go up to people and talk to them. You feel way more confident. I feel like Bali just has that energy where anything is okay.
It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. There's just like a collaboration and like of just beautiful looking people. So you're kind of, yeah, just filled with all this kind of
it's
desire.
Exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. You don't know who you're going to bump into around the corner. Or for example, one of my friends was driving on his motorbike and saw a cute girl just in a cafe having a coffee, and he turned the bike back around and asked for a number. But yeah, about being like approaching people, I think a lot more people are open to that here.
Mm.
Back home, I think it's just our culture. You would never go up to someone sober. Yeah, so in terms of that, it's good. But then there's also the downsides of dating in Bali. I mean, you got people who are only here on holiday for a week that just go to bars to get drunk and do silly shit, you know, have fun. So in terms of trying to date long term, it can be quite difficult because you've got to filter out people who are here on holiday or people who are here long term or serious. To be fair, the only really way to do that is either talk to them, or if you're on dating apps, I won't say which ones, but if you're on dating apps, it's got to be one of the first questions you ask, you know?
Yeah.
Are you here on holiday or are you here?
Otherwise, there's not long, that.
Yeah. Otherwise, there's no point, you know? You don't want to spill everything
waste
out.
Waste your time.
Yeah, waste your
guess.
Time. Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Spend lots of valuable time and energy getting to know someone if they're going to bounce. So that's slang.
Yeah.
So it can be tough in that regard.
But how has your dating life been here on Bali so far?
Oh, yeah. Fuck. It's been all right. I've learned a lot. Majority of people that I've met up with have been through dating apps. There have been a couple of situations where I've met them like naturally. Two examples of meeting naturally. One, it was the same friend I was telling you about who turned his motorbike around.
Mm-hmm.
He's from England, and he convinced me. I saw this beautiful girl walk past, and he convinced me to go up and get her number, and I'd never done that before. So it was really out of my comfort zone. My heart was fucking pumping. And I picked up my balls, and I walked up to her, and it went really well. Like, I think guys have this fear that it's of like denial, getting denied, and yeah, it went really well. Won't get into too much detail in case she's listening. And that kind of gave me a lot of confidence to go forward and do more of that. And another one was, I've got this favourite place in Uluwatu. It's called Singlefin. And on Sundays, it goes off. I wouldn't call it a club, but it's like a bar on a cliff. And it's a great spot for a sunset.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you been?
Yeah, several times.
Surprised I didn't see you there. Yeah, but as you probably know, like after 9, they play really good music and everyone's dancing.
And
I feel like the people there are a lot more open to chatting and dancing and getting to know people than a lot of other kind of bars and beach clubs in Bali. So I think, yeah, just picking your spots where you think you're going to meet genuine people. And in those two cases that I told you of at Singlefin's and approaching, both of them were only here for a week.
Yeah.
So that was shit.
Damn it.
Yeah, and then I find it really interesting is in Bali, there's so many different nationalities here. You go out, and I'm just not used to that. I think back home, you get real comfortable in your own friend group and your own, like, kind of people. And you don't, like, back home, I would never, I don't know, this sounds bad, but, like, if there was, like, a tourist traveling, I probably wouldn't want to go hang out with them because I know that they're leaving. But, like, here, you've just got all these different nationalities. So there's like a way more diversity in dating here opposed to home.
What has been like the worst date?
Worst date? I haven't really had any bad dates.
No?
Not in Bali. I've been quite selective, quite cautious, because you hear some kind of wild stories here. But and I just had one lady who was, I won't say her nationality, but she had very bad English and we couldn't really communicate. And we went on a few dates and I don't know if I can talk about this on the podcast, but she was super fucking kinky, really wild. Like, she lived in Berlin for a while. I won't say where she was from originally, though.
Where did she live?
Well, she previously lived in Berlin and was, into some wild stuff, which, I don't know, little old New Zealand, I'm not probably used to.
What kind of stuff? Can we talk about a little hint?
Not aggressive, but, super dirty, just, dominating kind of stuff. And
okay.
Had a few scratches. And bruises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that was quite a special lady from what you experienced before, maybe. Or like.
Yeah. Probably. Is that making the cut?
Okay, I think we're just gonna move to the next question.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went on a first date yesterday.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
What was your first impression? First, you have to be honest.
Meeting you or matching?
Let's start with the match.
Your first photo stood out to me. How you had quite a quirky, colourful dress. And you looked quite stylish. You know the one. Your first impression, thought you were trendy. Maybe a bit of fun. But I had no super high expectations. Yeah, and then you didn't reply to me for 4 days. And then we finally went on our date. Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. You purposely didn't tell me what you did for a living. We described it, and here I am on the potty. But I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed myself. Great food. Great wine. Yeah, do you want me to keep giving you compliments?
No. No, not at all.
What about me?
Felt the same. Yeah, very much the same, actually. But I also, felt pretty relaxed.
You sound relaxed saying that.
But I did, maybe the first hour was a bit okay, it's always like that. But then I felt, a good vibe.
I think it's always the first 2 minutes when you just first sit down before the first drinks hit your lips. You're everyone's a little bit nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as soon as the conversation starts flowing, then it's relaxed.
Relaxed.
Chillaxed, do you know that word?
Chillaxed. Yeah, Mr. Meat Pie, he likes to. He's good with the slang as well. When... On the first date, which was yesterday, when did you decide, okay, I would like to meet again?
Oh, I don't know. I think I knew pretty early on. I didn't officially ask you until we were driving. I was driving you home. I don't know. I also liked how after we went to Black Sands and I introduced you to some of my friends and how I saw you interacted with them. I kind of liked. And I feel like everyone wants to be with a partner who can easily fit in with your friends and you don't have to feel like you're babysitting them at any point. So kind of seeing that reinforced what I thought. Yeah. You also rocked up in some cowboy boots, which were pretty saucy.
Okay, so it was the cowboy boots.
yeah. Keep wearing those. But I feel like we kind of, I don't know if I'm talking for you as well, but I kind of thought that was a given, that we both were kind of thinking the same way.
I felt that as well, yeah.
Nice.
It's getting very deep for Mr. Meat Pie here.
I nearly lost the contact there, right?
Mr. Meat Pie.
See?
se, siger han, sidder og ser rigtig kæk og fræk ud med sin bini. Okay, I have two more questions for you. And the first one is, what are you looking for in a woman? And are you looking for anything serious?
Now in Bali?
Now? Like, where are you in your life? Like, you're looking for some fun and...
No, I mean, I'm 28. I've had my fun. Yeah, definitely looking for something serious. Absolutely. But then at the same time, just because I'm a little bit older doesn't mean I'm trying to rush into anything. It's got to be the right person. So yeah, definitely looking for something serious. Again, I kind of came into Bali thinking I'd only be here for a short amount of time and thinking that, like, I wouldn't meet my forever person here. Yeah.
Not the place to...
Yeah. But I don't know. I've been pleasantly surprised. And if I'm going to be here for a while, then I'm definitely going to have to give it a decent nudge.
Do you think you're going to move back home the day you meet someone you want to be with, and the other way around, of course, and maybe wants to start a family? Or will you be open to, like, live in another country, like, begin a family somewhere else in the world?
Yeah, I'm always open. I don't think if I meet someone that straight away I'd move back home or move to their country or whatever happens. I think, like, I would want to give it a try here first, see if we can last here, then we can last back home as well.
So what are you looking for in a woman?
It's the $1 million question. I've been dating for a while, been on a few dates and had a few girlfriends, and I think at this stage I know exactly what I'm looking for. I've had about 10 years of dating, and I know I won't say exactly what I'm looking for, because no one knows exactly what they're looking for, and it does change from time to time, but I think I've learned it's not necessarily about looks anymore. I spent a lot of my early 20s just chasing women, girls that I thought good looking or hot, and then the more you get to know them, you realise they're not for you, and you just wasted your time. Not wasted your time, but because you're not wasting your time, you're learning. There's a few kind of key things that I'm looking for. Don't want me to rattle them off.
Mm-hmm. Bring it.
The most important thing is you want your girlfriend to be, like, kind of your best friend. Humour is very important. Like, you want to laugh with them. You want to, I don't know, just have fun with them. Have fun in life. Someone who's, like, emotionally intelligent. Not necessarily, they don't have to be the smartest person in the world, you know, but just someone who can match your level of emotion.
Yes,
can
connected.
Connect.
To themselves,
like. Yeah, have mature chats. I like to kind of talk about deep stuff, hence why I'm on this. Not like, I don't want someone who's like super, I want to know every second of the day what I'm doing, like kind of a relaxed relationship. But yeah, I want it to be fun. Someone who's not driven, but like also kind of ambitious, you know, doesn't want to cruise through life, wants to try new things, explore new places. I'm not going to go for someone who's into the exact same hobby as me, because then I feel like you need your own individual thing that you're into. But if, like, deep down your main things align, then that's super important. I do like someone who's a bit edgy.
Edgy.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe it? Someone who's trendy, a little bit different.
Yeah.
Kind of unique, got their own thing. Creative as well. You don't have to be Picasso or a good musician or anything, but just... Does this mean I get a third date?
A third date?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want a third date?
100%.
So, Mr. Meat Pie... Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with me and with all of us. How are you feeling right now?
Feeling good. Thanks for having me on. I hope the listeners don't find it too difficult to understand me. I have been trying not to use slang. Come to Bali.
Det er
godt.
Det er sgu rart her. Det er det altså. Det var jo lidt et emne, vi havde med at gøre her i dag. Men nu er vi simpelthen nået til ugens challenge. Jeg fik jo en challenge i sidste uge, men i og med, at den challenge, den var, den skulle have foregået i Roma,
i Rom, og det, der kom jeg jo ligesom ikke hen, så derfor har jeg jo haft lidt svært ved at klare den challenge, selvom jeg synes, den var ganske god. Så derfor har jeg simpelthen været inde og rodet lidt i indbakken på Instagram og fundet nogle af de challenges, I har sendt mig so far her på min rejse. Der var en challenge om, at jeg skulle på date med en lokal. Der er faktisk sket det, at da jeg var ude at spise her forleden alene, hvilket jeg stadig nyder rigtig meget. Jeg elsker at være ude at spise alene en gang imellem. Der, det skal lige siges, det er så et sted, hvor jeg har været en del gange at spise alene. Så det er lige før, jeg føler, at tjenerne og mig og så videre, vi kender jo efterhånden lidt hinanden. Og jeg har godt lagt mærke til den her tjenerfyr, en lokal fætter, venner, som kigger lidt meget på mig og er henne og spørger lidt ekstra ind til mig, og hvad jeg har brug for, om jeg er tørstig, eller om der mangler salt, eller hvad det nu kan være. Så sker der simpelthen det, at han spørger, om jeg vil med ham på en date her i den kommende uge. Det har jeg så svaret ja til. Og det er jo en challenge, jeg er blevet stillet førhen her på turen. Så jeg tænker, at det må være godt nok, hvis jeg tager den op. Og han er faktisk en ret køn lokal fyr, og min højde, dem er der sgu ikke mange af her. Så han spurgte, hvad jeg havde lyst til at lave på den her date, og til det svarede jeg egentlig bare, at det skulle han have lov til at stå for. Jeg ville bare gerne se noget real Bali life. Og så sagde han, så er du simpelthen kommet til den rette mand her. Så det, den har jeg simpelthen taget op. Jeg prøver sgu at hoppe afsted på date med en lokal. Selvom jeg også mener om, at der er en stor del af mig, der ikke har lyst til at skulle på dates med nogen andre lige nu. Men igen, så ser jeg også meget date som et møde med et nyt menneske. Og nu har jeg jo mødt ham her før, og han virker jo bare mega sød og nede på jorden. Så om ikke andet, så bliver det da forhåbentlig en sjov og spændende dag, hvor jeg får udforsket lidt hidden gems her på Bali. Jeg skal jo også til at slutte af her på et tidspunkt. Tak fordi I har lyttet med i dag. Det er altså, bliver jeg nødt til at meddele, sidste afsnit, vi hopper ind i næste uge. Og det har jeg det lidt mærkeligt med. Men på den anden side, så bliver det måske også godt nok for mig at kunne være 100% til stede her. Men jeg håber selvfølgelig, at jeg har lyst til at lytte med igen i næste uge, hvor at det jo altså er det allersidste afsnit af Rejs og Elsk. Og jeg kan lige love jer for, at det bliver lidt et afsnit. Så nu vil jeg simpelthen bare takke af her. Hvis nogen af jer har en sidste challenge til mig, så er jeg meget, meget modtagelig over for den i indbakken. Jeg tænker, at den skal bare have en over nakken her, når sidste afsnit det bliver lavet. Og så vil jeg gå ind og prikke til Mr. Meat Pie i siden og høre ham, om vi snart skal komme ud og spise noget mad. Vi ses igen i næste uge. Ciao.